and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Hawaii, where a top official on Maui who'd been under intense scrutiny for not activating alarms when deadly wildfires approached has quit his job. CBS Honolulu's Chelsea Davis is on Maui.
We were pushing the head of Maui's Emergency Management Agency, Herman Ndaya, about some of the questions and concerns that we've been hearing throughout the community about where were the sirens and why the sirens weren't sounded. And he said that he stands by his decision to not sound the sirens. He has no regrets.
The death toll on Maui stands at 111. At least 1,000 people are still unaccounted for. As hundreds of wildfires move closer to the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories, people who live in Yellowknife are rushing to get out ahead of a noon deadline.
Nobody envisioned at this scale. And it's still really stressful. There's a lot of people left in Yellowknife that are freaking out.
Many are waiting in long lines for emergency flights to Alberta. In Portland, Oregon, the county medical examiner suspects a record-shattering heat wave in the Pacific Northwest is to blame for three deaths. The temperature reached 108 degrees there Monday. Former President Trump's lawyers are asking for a long delay in his Washington, D.C. criminal trial. CBS's Tom Foti.
With the special counsel pushing for a speedy trial in the Trump election interference conspiracy case, the former president's attorney suggests putting it off for more than 2 years. The Trump lawyers propose date April 2026. Their reasons: Trump's busy schedule of other court cases, some involving criminal charges, others civil suits, and his campaign plans for next year.
Mr. Trump has canceled that news conference he promised to hold Monday to present what he said would be evidence of fraud in Georgia's 2020 presidential election. Officials are hoping buses will be back on track for elementary and middle school kids in Louisville, Kentucky this morning. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Classes were canceled after the first day of the new school year because of chaos over school transportation. Connie Blessett has been a driver for the system for 7 years.
There's no possible way that I can do the 1 minute between stops.
School bus routes and school start times were changed because of a shortage of school bus drivers. Parents are being offered an app to track Louisville school buses.
There's a brand new Ford Mustang that'll put all others to shame. 800 horsepower GTD is modeled after the brand's racing car and has a starting price of $300,000. It's not meant for highways near you. It's set to be driven in international competition next year. S&P futures down 8. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Meet Bruce.
Hey there.
He's a busy soccer dad who's trying hard to learn the game.
Go for the end zone.
Whoops. Luckily, other things come easy, like banking with Chase. On a tip from his banker, he set up AutoSave in the Chase mobile app. So what are you saving for, Bruce?
Father-daughter soccer camp.
Smart bankers, convenient tools, one bank with the power of both. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
AutoSave requires a Chase checking and savings account. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the four-day super sale, August 18th through the 21st, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's different. you can choose your mood. You can choose to, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still going to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 79 today under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 58 tonight, partly cloudy skies. 90 tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Partly cloudy Sunday with a high of 91. 86 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Coming to the greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion non-obtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Happy Friday to you. Another beautiful morning here in Northeast Wisconsin. Beautiful night last night. Wasn't that the most beautiful night? 68 to 70 degrees at the high school football game we had in Neenah. The wind died down. But the funny part is when I was driving up from Manitowoc, it was so blustery. It was raining so hard and so windy. I thought, oh, no.
Yeah.
Then that all went away.
You didn't get much sleep.
I did not get much sleep.
I watched your game. But I fell asleep.
So did I.
The only thing that was entertaining were the announcers.
It was a great game. 49-37.
Yeah.
Neenah with the win over DePere. Just a phenomenal high school football game.
Tell the listeners about the stadium, because we talked about that. That was kind of a ribbon cutting, right?
They didn't have a ceremony. It was their first game. They're going to wait until they have the ribbon cutting thing. But it's just magnificent. It's beautiful. And that school, I was talking to a cousin, basically, who goes to school there. And she said it's just unbelievable how cool that school is. And the coach, Coach Young, who I was talking to, he said, this is the only time in all the years he's ever coached where he has to kick kids off the field after practice. It's like, go home, go get some rest. It's such a cool thing. They don't want to leave. And they said that school, all these kids are so excited to get back to classes that you wouldn't believe it.
So they put a lot of money into both the athletics as well as academics.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Isn't that... Everybody's so worried about video games and kind of finding trouble. But man, I don't know, John. Did you ever say you wanted to get to school or didn't want to leave practice?
No,
I know, right?
No,
that's awesome.
And one of the reporters for NBC 26, she did a story last night about that, talking to some of the kids, and one of the guys was like, man, where do you see the metal shop is incredible, and the chemistry lab and those kinds of things. I mean, you know, I think there is a correlation between. And I know a lot of people say, well, in my day, we didn't need... Well, it's a different world.
Right.
It's a different world these days. And I think it's cool. If
your correlation, there, what were you going to say, though? You think there's a correlation?
Correlation between the interest kids have and the effort they put in then when you give them something really cool to work with. And I think by a school like that, you're really giving them something very cool to work with. Not everybody can do it, obviously. I mean... You know, the tax base in different areas, and Neenah's got a pretty good tax base.
Yeah, but you can take that analogy to a lot of things. You look at...
Look at this studio.
This attracted top talent.
Absolutely.
Because of the studio.
Absolutely.
Now,
Todd got a kick out of that.
Todd, our boss, who's on the other side of the window, I can hear you laughing through the wall and through the door. So
maybe the studio isn't that great. If you can.
Thank you. Hey, good morning, Todd.
You know what I like about this, though, Todd? And you and I have worked in like numerous studios over the years. But whenever you'd see a TV show or a movie back in the day, even like Good Morning Vietnam and the different ones, there was always that producer on the other side of the glass.
Yeah.
But yet I had never worked in a studio that actually had that. Had you?
I never worked at a radio station that had producers for their announcers. No. When I was on the air, I did all the button pushing and
everything.
Stuff myself.
Yep. But you just, when you see those TV shows or those movies, you just assume that's the way every studio is, and they're not, except this one, which is very cool.
This is, and we've talked at length about how great this studio is, and we love showing it off, and we want to invite the public to come down and obviously get M&Ms for, you know, Mine on the Mayor, but we have some other events coming up we'll talk about later that we'll be hosting here right now.
By the way, M&M, I'll tell you what, Todd, those ones I gave you yesterday, that's a whole new flavor, the brownie ones,
yeah.
And, boy, they come out with just new flavors all the time, don't they, though? Yeah.
That's it's great company. They know
what are you gonna do with those almond ones?
Yeah, I eat them. What else? You know, I might share. Take them to.
Oh man, I gotta tell you something else though. I had a pizza last night I'd never had before. Part of my diet.
Yeah.
Tailgate pizza. Have you ever heard that?
No.
It's from Simon's Cheese. And it's basically some kind of sauce, really good sausage, but it almost tastes like it's bratwurst, basically. It's sliced brat. That's what it is, with like mustard and sauerkraut on the pizza. Wow. I never tasted that before, and it was really, really good. You're eating pizza, and it tastes like you're eating a brat with sauerkraut.
That's interesting.
Yes.
That sounds like really good.
It was really good.
Because, you know, I think most of us, people like brats, right, in these parts. I mean,
right.
Johnsonville's made gazillion dollars. There's a lot of good brats out there. But, and to put sauerkraut on it, but then to a little pizza sauce and cheese.
Yes.
And on a crust.
It was outstanding.
I would think so.
I never had it before.
No.
Have you ever been there, though, Simon's Cheese? That's the first time I'd ever actually been in the building. Wow.
Off of 41?
Yeah, like Kakana-ish?
Yeah, and I've been there. Yeah,
man, I'm not trying to give them a free plug, but I'm just saying I could have just wandered around that place for half an hour.
And plus, they have, I bought a couple cutting boards. They have Wisconsin cutting boards.
Yeah, I saw them last night.
Right, and some of them have like the different cities on, which is very cool.
Yep.
And that's a great place. And that's for a cheese store. Usually they're kind of these small little.
That's what I mean. I had no idea it was so big. Right. You know what I heard is phenomenal there, though, and this is one of my favorite sandwiches. They said they're grilled. They said have the grilled cheese sandwich with a bottle of chocolate milk.
John, yeah.
How good does that sound?
I know, but, man, I don't know.
What?
We're not going to be around in 4 years to talk about it if we keep eating
cholesterol fest.
There you go. You can beat out your buddy with the cholesterol fest.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I want to.
Oh, by the way, I still got that piece of fried pork in my car if you want it.
Oh, great. Great.
Do you still want that or no?
It's fried pork from 3 days ago.
Yeah, it's on the pasture. But it's in a baggie.
Oh,
so
no.
It's okay.
Well, then, of course. No, I'll pass on that. But thank you for the offer.
All right.
If you invite me next year, I might stop in.
I think you should.
I'm getting on a new kick. I'm going to try plant-based diet.
Okay.
Because I was, I told you I never sleep through the night. So that Joel Fuhrman on PBS?
I don't know.
Okay. So I watched that again this morning.
I don't think I get PBS in my.
Yeah, you do.
Do I?
Mm-hmm.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there, and around there, and even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Long summer days call for extra hands. Hire fast with Indeed. Their hiring solution helps attract, interview, and hire candidates. Sponsor a job and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Can we make 10,000 thread count sheets?
For Lens linens, staying in the comfort zone is never an option.
The maximum thread count we could possibly thread.
An industrial seamstress would make their sweet dreams come true.
I want it to feel like you're on a snowflake, on cotton candy, on marshmallows, on a cloud.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay, Reese's. 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 Are they working, actually? Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Bobby, did we get that shipment of mesquite?
Jim's woodworking shop worked fine.
Good fit on those Japanese corners.
Until half his staff retired.
Wow, those cuts are neat. I'm really going to miss your precision.
He needs four skilled woodworker bees ASAP.
All right, this jigsaw needs a new blade.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Mr. Man watches PBS all the time. I watch it quite a bit, and we've never heard of this Axe Ice guy.
What did you say you had gift certificate wise today?
Titletown Brewery, which is right across the street from us, right? It used to be you and I had lunch here. It's the old train depot. Sean owns that now. He was the master brewer and the chef for many, many years, and then he bought that. So we have a $25 gift certificate. We have a couple of them, but let's give one away now.
What's our text? Or do they have to download stuff?
They can download
or knock on the window.
Walk by, knock on the window, and yell at them. They can write it on a sign, and I'll put it right up there.
We don't have that down yet, but we're getting there.
What's our phone? Okay, phone number, 920-264-0606. $25. Is it $25?
Yeah.
$25 gift certificate.
For what?
The person that can tell me the name of that show.
Okay, tell you guys.
The guy
you,
goes, the guy,
if we didn't get it.
The guy gets dropped off in Alaska, got nothing, no cabin, no nothing. All he's got is basically an axe and a shotgun and a fishing pole, and he builds a cabin that's amazing. What do you got there, Todd?
We got somebody coming in already texting.
Okay, okay. $25 gift certificate. It's the greatest show of all time.
Is that Todd? Do you have any idea what this guy's talking about?
I don't, and I know a lot of the shows.
So do I.
So the answer came in, and I'll make sure that this person gets it. They texted in. They texted in from the app.
Okay.
The show is called Alone in the Wilderness.
Yes. Yes. That's it. Alone in the Wilderness. Yes.
Okay. That's interesting.
This is my hero. This is something I've always wanted to do. And go live on my own in the wild with just an axe and a shotgun.
And did he... When he completed that, did he go paint in Indiana?
No. Okay, he stayed up there. You know what he would do? He'd sit by the water and smoke his pipe. And just serenity. Just look at this.
Got off the grid.
Nature, the whole thing. Got off the grid. Oh, it's an amazing show. Alone in the Wilderness.
Looks like the name is Jennifer, I believe.
Jennifer's the winner?
Yep.
All right, so Jennifer, Todd, you can work. I will get that to her.
$25 gift certificate, Jennifer.
To Titletown. Titletown Depot, right?
I don't know if they call it deep. Look for the big Donald Driver statue.
And great food and wonderful service.
That's what you got to admit. That's the Wisconsin way of giving directions. look for the Donald Driver statue. I don't know what street it is, because that would be me. You know, you've encouraged me to be a dispatcher part-time over at Metro.
Yeah, that is the way, getting to know you a little bit better, that is the way you navigate.
Yes, that is.
By landmarks.
I've got the worst sense of direction in America.
Right. And that's why your car kind of looks like it does. But yes, it...
What's this? Jim, the maintenance man here in this building.
Yeah.
The other day when he was helping me put up my window, because, you know, my window's busted too.
Yeah, roll it up.
Yeah. And he said, hey, man, you're not the first one. These pillars just jump out at you sometimes.
Oh, my gosh. He's a fan of yours.
No, he said a lot of people this happens to.
Okay, no wonder we're down a couple $25 gift certificates.
He said, man, I don't blame you. He said, Wes, looks like you got a blind spot. Okay. He told me that, man. I'm telling you.
All right.
Mind on the Mayor and a beautiful Friday morning coming your way from downtown Green Bay, coming your way from Oshkosh, all over northeast Wisconsin. We'll be back right after this.
It's all right if you love me. It's all right if you don't. I'm not afraid of you running away, honey. I get the feeling you won't.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. the local Wisconsin team that's always rooting for you. Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 11th year. Kids ages 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details. UW Credit Union, here for every you. Join today.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy today, with daytime highs approaching 77. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 58 tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny tomorrow, highs level off around 86. Dry with temperatures above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the mid-80s to the upper 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 54.
Your home for the Brewers.
Swing and a drive to right and deep.
Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
I like this. This is awesome, Todd.
Who is this, Todd?
Lindsey Buckingham.
Oh, love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
Get your Friday going.
Once again, that was the Depot Gastropub that Jennifer won a $25 gift certificate to. We're going to give another one of those away today.
Yeah.
Not sure in which way, shape, or form, but the Depot Gastropub. Again, look for the big Donald Driver statue. It's on 200 Dousman Street right in Green Bay. Phenomenal place. They had a thing in there. I don't know where it is anymore. When you and I had lunch there a couple of weeks ago, I was even asking the waitress. They used to have this huge sign, this huge picture.
Yeah, you...
of the route of the old train. It would start in the UP. It would start in the most northern part of the UP you'll ever find, this tiny little town, and go all the way to Chicago. And that the thing I remember about that is when all my brothers would leave for the Army or come home from the Army, go into the train depot in Nagani, and they would get off the train.
Oh.
That's what I always remember. But I always wanted a copy of that picture.
Yeah. Did you ever take that train as a kid?
I've never been on a train.
Oh,
I have never been on a train in my life. Isn't that something? No, I was on one. Bay Beach. That's literally the only train I've ever been on.
Really?
Yes, and I've always loved trains, all that stuff, and I've never been on one.
San Francisco to L.A., that's a nice
ride. Well, I had a chance to do a thing through holiday travel.
Oh, that's right.
Teton type thing, but it's during football season, so I can't do that.
And speaking of holiday travel, we should give them a little bit of a plug since we are going to be drinking their booze and eating their food Saturday.
I thought we were starting the new plant-based thing.
Yeah.
Or is that Sunday?
I said Sunday.
Oh, Todd, Sunday we're
Todd,
starting.
Todd, play the Sunday. Tape. I think that was Sunday. No, Sunday, Todd, Todd, don't. Don't, Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday is the new...
get rid of the tape, Todd. I'm going back in time here, but what was her name? Rosemary, somebody with the 19-minute gap in Nixon's tapes?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, I'll start that on Sunday, because you're right. It wouldn't be respectful if we went to their box and didn't drink and eat.
You entertain all the time. You work. You put this big thing together, and somebody's like, no, I'm on a diet. I'm not going to eat that.
It's like, come on.
It's like, that's offending.
No.
We don't want to offend them.
I would not offend our host.
You're right.
So, okay. So, Sunday, we'll get back to the plant-based diet.
Right.
But, hey, I want to... You were talking earlier about the facilities attracting... like talent, right?
Yes.
In terms of, you kind of said the students are happy and
they're excited to go to school.
I don't know what their retention is, what their enrollment is, what their from other districts, but that's the same thing the Packers did, right? Because they put a ton of money into their facility. Wasn't that one of the things they people would come and say? You know, they hear these stories about Green Bay, but
well,
they
for
came,
free agency,
yeah,
that was huge for free agency.
And when I was mayor, we went to 15 years ago, but we went to some businesses and they're like, look, this is what the new office design needs to look like, because here it's kind of paneling and you know what I mean? I mean, yeah. not a lot of them, but you look across the street, they've done it right. But some of these places like a Warby Parker or some of these new businesses, Zoom, it's free snacks. They don't work in offices like we did. They work in like, it looks like a coffee shop. I'm not kidding. They plug in their laptop and they sit in different environments. Every day there's places with treadmills. So they kind of face each other. So like if Todd, if you wanted to have a meeting with John to kind of, you know, get him, you know, coach him up, as they say,
you could be on a treadmill and I'll be sitting there having a cup of coffee.
but the free snacks, Todd, it's sunflower seeds and carrots. I mean, you know, nothing John would eat, but there's,
I like sunflower seeds.
Okay. I'm just kidding there, but they really encourage this unbelievable environment, and then they bring in lunch. It's free.
Yeah. She works in New York, in Manhattan.
Okay, so right? And how competitive that is, Johnny. Yeah. That's why they did it.
That's right. And she said the same thing. She said, well, I pretty much just eat at work all the time. Right. I'm like, what do you mean? She said, well, we've got everything there. Yeah. So how much is that? She goes, oh, it's free.
Right.
I said, are you serious?
And I think we can learn. I mean, you know, Green Bay's got it going on and they know what they're doing. But I remember coming back and talking to some of the business leaders. And even on 6th floor at City Hall, which is probably the most.
Is that where the smoking lounge was?
Yeah. It is. Which is probably the most.
Mr. Mayor, you got a meeting at.
Oh, I know.
Three.
Yeah, our premiums. We don't want our premiums to go up.
Right.
Everybody's smoking. But even that 6th floor, if you go up there, we tried to kind of lead by example a little bit. So that's got kind of a lounge setting for some of the employees, because we wanted to attract some young talent, especially in the economic development, which is where that is.
And people expect, there's a younger generation that expects that.
And like I said, that was 15 years ago. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think today they
to recruit
expect,
talent.
Right.
No question. I mean, it's competitive along those lines.
How are studios looking in Madison? I mean, you guys got
beautiful, huh?
Oh, man.
Right on State Street.
Take this, and then you're up a couple floors or whatever it is, and there's a nice area out with the cubicles where everybody works and kind of collaborates and all that kind of stuff. It's really amazing.
Those collaboration areas are just critical. And the seating in these collaboration areas, and for those of you who have businesses or looking – those creative rooms are important because people think a little bit differently when there's chairs in a round area and there's not this tie back. That's why I support what these schools are doing. And when they say, oh, you know, we're putting all this money into the school. Well, if you can make an environment where kids want to be, which is not something you and I experienced.
No, I had the most rundown old school.
Todd seems a little brainy. I think you probably like school.
Yeah, he does. Where did you go to high school?
I hated it. I went to Laconia High in Rosendale.
Ah, okay.
Oh, Rosendale.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I read you wrong. Didn't it seem a little geeky?
Yeah. Not geeky. What? I thought it was going to be some private school.
Right.
I was gifted.
Not top 10.
Something.
Top 10.
Exactly.
Yes. I went to a gifted school.
It was an academy.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And they taught us to talk like this.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's. I would have pegged you at that.
Hey, you want to know? I was last time I went to Madison, and I was driving through Rosendale, and I thought, how far is Rosendale?
From here?
Yeah.
An hour, 15. Yeah.
If it was closer, there was a job I would go after. It was Rosendale Cabinet Shop, and they're looking for help to build wood cabinets. I would love that as a job.
I think those jobs are available here. Johnny.
Are they?
I do.
I don't think so.
No, I do. I think we have kitchens.
Because I'm going to look for another job for like 4 hours a day. And I know we talked about the dispatcher. Is there anybody out there who wants to hire me for 4 hours a day?
4 hours a day.
Yeah.
And you need to make a lot, right? 20 bucks?
No, 20 bucks.
Okay, 20 bucks an hour.
18. I'm negotiating my way down. 18 bucks an hour.
A race to the bottom. Blinds are open.
Yeah,
a race to the bottom for John Meinl.
Let us know. Meinl and the Mayor back after this.
Your home.
for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, this is Petty Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now. 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 79 today under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 58 tonight, partly cloudy skies. 90 tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Partly cloudy Sunday with a high of 91. 86 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 48.
In Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. This segment brought to you by Your Window to the World. You know who I'm talking about when I talk about that, Jim?
Everyone knows who you're talking about, Johnny.
Who is it?
It's Pella.
Absolutely. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They've got a phenomenal deal going on right now until the end of the month. It's the 250 series from Pella Windows and Doors. They have the exclusive, I mean exclusive, hidden screens which stay inside the window while you're not using it. And I'll tell you what, it is something to behold. You've got these things, right, Jim?
I do.
I've heard you got him at your house, and someday I might be there. Also, with the 250 Series line, Pella's outstanding patio doors. If you bundle and save the 250 Series patio door and 8 double-hung windows with exclusive hidden screens, pay as low as $188 per month. It's a phenomenal deal. Visit PellaWI.com today. Certain restrictions apply. Once again, it ends at the end of the month. See the showroom for details. Pella, Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Yeah, and I've said this, but it's true. I've experienced Pella windows, and not only are they great, easy to clean, but they reduce your heat bill.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And those old houses where I live in.
You need to do whatever you can.
It was worth the investment. So,
Todd here is from Rosendale.
Yes.
Rosendale, of course, has this. Is it an urban legend in regards to how many people get stopped there, or is that legit, Todd?
It's absolutely legit.
It is. Huh?
It's tough to, because 23 and 26 highways there intersect right in Rosendale.
Right.
And it's mainly on 26 that it'll happen. But if you're driving through, either coming into town or going out, you're going to see a cop with somebody pulled over.
John said, you think that's true? And I'm like, firsthand experience. Yes, it is true. I got a warning.
Have you ever gotten a ticket? Okay, this is the fourth warning that I know of. And that's one of those things where somebody says, well, I did that three times. It's like, okay, let's triple that. You know?
You know, that is true. Like, your DUI, you never got one. But, I mean, people who get a DUI, sometimes like, was that the first and only time you ever drank? And
right.
So what you're saying to me is that are those the only four times I've ever sped?
Right.
And I hear what you're saying, and you may have something there. However, I do want to say I don't think I was going, like, I wasn't, like, going fast.
Right.
But I did get pulled over.
Right,
but
I've driven with you, and, gee, you don't drive
they
fast.
They'll pull you over for one.
That's like, what I'm saying, Johnny.
Really?
That's what I'm saying, Johnny.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
There's a little bit of a safety to it. I mean, that is not.
Sure.
There's houses along the road.
But a lot of places have that. Like, drive through Chilton on the highway on the way to, like, Road America.
Right.
Driving right through those nice neighborhoods, or even De Pere on Riverside.
Right.
But
De Pere could put the smack down more there because people do speed. And you're right. It's a residential neighborhood, and the cop could say, look, and people say, like, come on, man, it's only going three over. Hey, you were breaking the law. There's kids in the neighborhood. Rosendale, I do think it's a little bit of a revenue source, although there's a law against, I don't think you can target and make that your revenue source. There's not supposed to be a budget for speeding tickets.
Well, that was an episode of Andy Griffith. Remember the time they wanted to build a new library or something? So Barney started handing out tickets all
really?
The time. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. There was a guy in Florida, though, a community in Florida, that they put the smackdown on that community because it was just too much targeting. But anyway.
If you had out-of-state plates, I'll bet.
If there was something, and I know the guy got in trouble, but Rosendale, you know, we talked, I don't know, a few shows ago that every city wants to have something that is great for their city yet is universal. And we have the Packers. Remember, we talked about the Ball of Yarn and, you know, the Churchill Downs. Rosendale.
The Ball of Yarn. When did we talk about a ball? What are you talking about?
We did. The largest ball of yarn.
You guys talked about it. I don't remember where it was.
No. It's from Family Vacation. The world's second largest, biggest ball of twine.
Twine.
You didn't want to miss that.
But that is something. Here's my point. And there's some great architecture. People are, you know, but they tell you when you lead a city to have something that is important for your community but has universal appeal, okay?
Right.
I don't think Rosendale is on the right track with... Good for the city is revenue, but universal appeal, we give speeding tickets to everybody.
Todd?
But
don't they actually have t-shirts that they sell at gas stations?
There's t-shirts. Yes, they do.
Are you kidding?
Like, if you go online, people will use that as memes and stuff like that on social media, on Facebook and stuff. There'll be literally the sign of Rosendale with the cop car pulled over. And if you look it up and you look up, like, urban legends, it has details about how many people are stopped and all that kind
really?
Of stuff.
Really?
Yeah, wow.
I never knew they had t-shirts. I was kind of
trying to. I think I saw one at a gas station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to. Wow. That is not the lead.
So
is
they're
not,
proud of it, basically.
I
right?
guess that's what you're kind of saying.
They embrace it.
I don't think the community is proud of it. I think maybe the department might be.
You have to admit, because first thing that popped into my mind when you said Rosendale. I mean, that's the first thing that pops. So how many times when you say where you're from, do you almost like cringe where it's like, okay, I know what's coming next.
Right. Like, I mean, this is sad, but like a Columbine, right? You don't want to be associated with something negative.
Absolutely.
And Green Bay's been very, very blessed. I mean, we're so fortunate because I think when you think of Green Bay, some people think of the most people think of the Packers, but you know, when you got Bay Beach, it's just, it's good things. And you want that, that has some good appeal. Well, I didn't know that you guys doubled down on that.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. I mean, thankfully, somebody's actually, besides the police department, making some money off of it by selling T-shirts.
What is the speed limit coming through?
I think it's 35.
So do I.
Okay. So you come off the highway going 65 or 70, probably, and then you got to just,
Well, it's 55,
oh,
right?
It's 55.
It's 55 on that stretch of 26 and 23. Then it goes down to 45. But by the time you hit that sign that says 35, if you're a couple over, that's it, because they sit right there.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so is that ingrained with the cops, or is it, you know?
Well, it is breaking the law.
Well, I know.
I mean, you know, I think they're, I don't think they feel as bad about it. Like, oh, so people think that.
Yeah, I don't think they care about that at all.
No.
Like, they're not laying awake at night going, people say that we, you know.
We got to work on our reputation. I don't.
You embrace it, though.
We knew it, we need a new marketing program.
What's strange, though, is like, so if you're taking it toward Rosendale from the north, right? You're right. But when you get to that point, when those signs hit 35, you're still not really in town. There's really not, there's not houses, or there's a cemetery on one side.
Right.
And there's that cabinet making place
yes.
on the other, right?
Where John's going to work.
Yes.
And those are the places where they kind of sit. So.
Wow.
Anyway, so you're not working at a new marketing program. So just stick with it if it's working. And
the only other speed trap that I know of that I've gotten nailed on is Peshtigo. Because it takes so long. If you're coming south, it takes so long to get through Menominee and then Marinette. Yeah. And that's finally, it's like, oh, okay, getting back on the highway. And I've gotten nailed twice in Peshtigo.
And is that because it went from 55 to 35?
Well, I think it's partially because you're so, you know, it takes a long time sometimes to get through Marinette and Menominee because there's so many trucks. You get, you know, it's a big route for all the trucks. You're going 20 miles an hour and whatever. And then it's like, oh, I got through that. Now I'm going to let it rip a little bit on the way to Green Bay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they know that. And
yes.
They take some of your money. And tickets have gotten expensive. There's a lot of add-on fees now besides your ticket, which is $100. It's like, well, that's okay. But you
court
can almost
costs,
double it, right?
That, yeah, administrative fees.
Right.
Yeah.
And now they put on, which is, I'm okay with that, but they put on the, I forgot the name of the program, but the money is used to help schools with funding programs like the DARE program. It doesn't go to DARE, but it's something like that. And
so when you're another mayor, when you're mayor, did you ever tell your police captain?
No.
Okay. Anything about? Nope. Okay.
So
where does that revenue go? If you got a ticket in Green Bay, you get caught speeding and down, you're on Webster Avenue and it's 25 and you're going 48 miles an hour and you get a ticket for $106.
All of
where
that.
Does that money go?
Yeah. You know what, John? It doesn't all go to the city coffers. I guarantee you that. And there's you know what? I'm going to get you a breakdown. I don't want to say that, but we never set quotas. Now we complained about stuff and said, hey, look, the speed on Huron, the speed on Webster is crazy. People, parents are calling. But we didn't say, look, you got to issue 50 tickets or there's an incentive to do that. I always wanted I thought that would be good business to say, look, you remember when that one coach gave an incentive for kind of hitting people?
Yeah. Sean Payton.
Yeah. But you shouldn't do that. But I can see the way he was thinking. Like, this is, if we do this, we got a greater chance of success. So, we never incented people or really smacked down on quotas, although we did focus on certain areas. So, but I'm going to get you that breakdown. I
would like to see that.
And I think our listeners would like to hear that.
Do police officers generally have an unwritten quota? Because if you came back, let's say you're a young patrolman and you come back to the office and you got your ticket book or something, don't you have to like hand that in to see what you've done? Where it's like, you know, if you it's like
blank.
Well, yeah,
right,
what were you doing all night?
You know,
is there kind of a unwritten code?
No, I would say, look, they were crying, you know, they're crying wolf. There was no speeding. I tracked it, here are the numbers.
Okay.
And but there's, you know, it's funny because we always looked at, we monitored compliments, but we monitored complaints and we got enough of them. And the majority of it was speeding. I mean, people talk about crime. We have to look at everything, but I'm not kidding you, John. In the late 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, it was speeding. With all the bad stuff that was going on in terms of the economy.
Complaints from citizens?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely. It was speeding. So
What was the worst street, the worst area that people complained about? Because Webster right now, you know, I come in every day on Webster, and they've got that thing out there now that says how fast you're going.
Yeah.
Why do they do that? Just to... Well, as a reminder?
And neighborhoods ask for that. And okay. So we will deliver that to their neighborhood. And, you know, some of these streets aren't the most popular streets. I mean, you're thinking of more of the bus route streets where there's a lot of traffic. But there's some side streets, cut-through streets that people use. Well, anyway, that they think is people just don't know. They're not thinking about their speed. And they see this sign. And did you see them now? They have those, if you break it, I this is what I hear, that if you are over, like, 10 or something, they go red and white, which is kind of alarming. It really gets
attention. What they have in Manitowoc on Waldo Boulevard?
Yeah, that there's a street.
Yeah, if you go a little bit over, it says, are you trying to get a ticket? Right, yeah. First time I saw that, I thought, oh, that's creative.
They must cap those, though, right?
I guess. I don't know.
Because think about when you were 16, 17. Would you turn it into a game?
Yeah.
You know, so I hope they cap that.
Would. Because you know, you'd speed up right there just to see what you get. And then slow down or whatever, but you would do it. There's no question.
Anyway, but speed is still, and we really got to watch that. And, you know, we're going to give some PSA, some public service announcements as school gets started. Because people have been driving in the summer. You haven't seen a lot of kids. Now there's going to be a lot of kids out there. So, tickets, yeah, where we're going to crack down in some places. But, I don't know, that's up to Eric, but, or the chief, I should say, but... You know, I mean, God forbid, you know, some kid gets hit. So, yeah, we've got to watch our speed.
Oh, I'm all for that. I mean, you know, no question about that. But I'm just saying, if you were a young police officer, and you know what? I got some friends out there listening. I think Captain Jack might be listening. Captain Jack, give me a quick text. See if we can talk to you.
What's your question now?
The question is, is there an unwritten philosophy about a young patrolman that he should have, like, a certain number of tickets given? Like, let's say even in a week, just to show he's doing his job. Is that looked at? And again, nothing in the manual about it, but you know how there's certain codes.
I will tell you this.
Tell me this.
More tickets are written by younger people than the older
That's
guys.
That's what I'm asking.
Oh, I thought you were saying, okay, so you think
the younger
harder.
Guys are they pressured a little bit more?
I don't know if they're pressured or they just want to... that's a good question. You know who we're going to have on here, and we've talked about the chief's coming on. So,
yeah.
And he's a great guy, but we can, I can probably tell you how he's going to answer that, but let's bring him on anyway.
Do you think I'm too old to be a cop?
There's a couple things that go into it, but that would probably be one of them.
Could I get a job just part-time as a cop?
No, Johnny, there's health things.
Okay.
There's mental things. There's a whole list of things that.
What about parking attendant? You could do that.
Now that you could do. That you could do.
I would let everybody go.
you 22 bucks, that's a lot. I know. You know, and I know you're just coming out to feed the meter. That's okay. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Because they'd be like, hey, Mino, hey, listen all the time. Hey, how you doing?
He would give no tickets. He would just put little reminders on there.
Yes.
Please pay for your parking and listen to Mino and the Mayor.
Exactly.
97.9.
Hey, that's not a bad promotion. That's
not
idea.
At all. I like it.
Right on the windshield, they're going to get their car. They can turn it on.
Yes.
There's a lot of connections there.
I like this.
All right, let's work on that.
Yeah, work on that.
That's better than making cabinets.
But you don't think I'd be a good cop?
Let's look at, we got the cabinets.
Okay.
We have the parking attendant. Let's focus on those two.
Still possibly the transit thing?
And the transit thing's still on the table. She actually would like to hire you.
So. All right.
We'll figure it out.
Okay. But I'd have to learn, like, directions, right? Mino and the Mayor. Get some special guests coming up in the next hour. Stay with us here on a beautiful Friday morning in downtown Green Bay. WGBW back after this. Working for a living. What they're giving, 'cause I'm working for a living.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Where are you? You said you'd meet me now. It's 1:45.
We're doing so well.
Joan Jett. Love Joan Jett. Hang on. I got to hear a little bit more Joan Jett.
All right.
Messing around.
Met her one time in De Pere.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
De Pere Fest. Or no, what is it called?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Is it De Pere Fest? Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was the... featured attraction one night.
Right.
She was great. The only thing is, you know what?
Like, did you meet her? Like,
hate myself for loving you.
Okay, when you say you met her, are you one? Of the, you were in the line and just shook
we
her hands
her,
and touched
Murphy
her.
That introduced her.
Oh, so you actually did meet her.
Yes, you met her backstage. You know, the only
was
thing
she
is,
nice to you?
She was okay, but her head was shaved.
Huh.
She shaved her head. She looked like Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
And I always liked her back in the day of like the short black spiky hair with the black leather coat. I always figured she'd be that girlfriend I never had.
Well, there's a lot of them out there.
A lot of them. I got to be honest with you.
Okay.
But I always thought she'd be that girlfriend that I'd be the cool guy hanging out with her. Yeah,
yeah.
I didn't have that.
That's fantasy land.
Yeah, so. It was.
Yeah,
it was.
Okay.
But she was my fantasy girlfriend. I told her that. She's like, get away, creepo.
Restraining order.
Exactly. Right.
Officer!
Hey, Pella's a great sponsor of ours, and we have other ones and more of them coming up. But I just want to, again, give another pitch for that Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And really, what it is, it's the world through your window, and I that's kind of their tagline. And you can see everything, but not only beautiful windows, but, you know, they got just great product. And if you bundle the 250 series of patio doors, 8 double-hung windows, exclusive hidden screens, which are very cool, $188 a month. So they said great packages, great service. So visit PelloWI.com. Certain details.
So buddy of mine, Sparky, my buddy Sparky, guess what he does for a living?
Fireworks?
Nope.
Hey, that's coming up.
He's an electrician.
Oh, so, yeah, okay, that's cool.
But anyway, here I'll show you this. He says these signs actually keep statistics as to average speed, but it's speed limit, and that says your speed, and look what's right below it, a handwritten sign. Can you read that? Wow. High score.
High score 94. they got to cap that at like 50 or something.
Wow. Yes. Do they have...
I would do that, though. I got to be...
I know you would.
As a kid.
I've driven with you. Okay. I know. Do they have...
as a kid.
I know in the cities, like L.A., where don't they have like cameras on bridges or something? And they'll get your license plate number. And if you're going over the speed limit, they'll send you a ticket.
I got that.
You've gotten that?
Yeah,
where?
It was a warning.
Do they have that in Green Bay?
No, it was in Des Moines.
Okay.
And there, you can't argue that. They
no,
have,
how do you, that's what I mean.
It's you, it's your car, it's like two or three photos. Like, it's not just one. I mean, and that license number is as clear as
really?
You're reading these numbers on the clock here. And they're big and they're bold. And it's like, it was your car, it was this time. And they were just, in Wisconsin, those are illegal to have.
Oh, they are?
They are.
Okay.
And it was a warning. Not that I get away with a warning, but they just said, look, this is a new policy we're putting in, and you were going X in an X, and next time you're going to get a ticket. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I think they have those in Illinois, don't they? Do they have those by the toll roads or something?
I don't think you do that in Illinois, but those are actually, just think how profitable those are.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
But think about it, because—
No manpower.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's all electronic. They send it to you.
Right.
And— Then it'd be like, well, I'm not going to pay it. Okay, good idea. First of all, it goes up like a parking ticket, you know, in terms of, and then when you go to renew your license, it's game over.
But okay, so
they get their money. They may not get it.
Okay, so years ago, 15 years ago, probably going through Indiana, and I got a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
And I never paid it. Yeah. And for months, I would get letters from them saying, hey.
Right.
Hey.
You're going to court date?
So and I just blew it all off. So if I went back to Indiana and got pulled over, would I get in trouble, do you think?
I don't know how long they keep those.
That's what I mean. Is there a statute of limitations?
Yo, Johnny, I don't. So Dwayne, right? He's the governor?
Well, I have no idea.
I think we'll call him.
Okay. You're on a first name basis with the governor of Indiana?
That's Pence.
Yo,
that's,
Dwayne, what's up?
Well, no, he's in Ohio. Okay. Who's the governor of... Do I get that right, Todd? It's because I know
nobody
Pence,
knows who the...
Pence
nobody
was
knows.
There.
Nobody knows.
Let me check. Eric Holcomb.
Okay.
Do you know Eric?
I
Eric, E-Man.
He looks like somebody. He looks like somebody you might know. Yeah, let me just say that.
Nerdy?
Thanks.
Nerdy. Okay. You're right. I had the wrong one. I had Ohio. Indiana.
But would I still?
I'm going to. Okay, John, you give me two assignments now, right?
Is there a statute of limitations?
All right.
Because they can't come after you. In a different state, right?
But John, if you're there and they has a warrant out for
you. No, if I'm there, yeah. But if I get pulled over in Wisconsin, would they be able to see on my record that I had pulled, that I blew off a court appearance in Indiana?
If some guy in some prosecutor in Indiana said, you know what? I've never liked Mino. And he
can't stand that guy.
Sent a letter here saying that there was a warrant in Indiana for your arrest.
Yes.
And they got pulled over from Wisconsin. It'd be game over.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't think, but Johnny, I don't
really?
Think, I think it has a little bit more to do with murder than it does
a speeding ticket. Okay, but I was just wondering, because I know they can get pretty high expensive-wise after a while.
7 years of interest? Yeah, that might be up there.
15. There's got to be a statute of limitations, though.
I think so.
Yes.
I think so.
I'm certain that there are. All right, we're going to give away another $25 gift certificate.
And that's the Depot.
To the Depot.
The Depot, which is where the trains came in.
We had the biggest salads. You and I both have pretty good appetites.
Yeah.
Neither one of us could finish our salads.
No, it was great. And, and I love the ambiance. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
The atmosphere in that place. And you talk about theater, right? You can sit at Hagemeister. Look at the ships come by. It's cool to sit at the Depot and watch the trains come by.
Yeah.
It is. It's just a cool thing. So,
but again, have you ever ridden a train?
Yes.
Where?
A couple times. When I was a little kid, I took the train from Green Bay to Sheboygan.
Oh, okay. Well, that was a nice 20-minute ride.
But
sure.
Still, it was cool when you're 9 years old.
Yeah. Do you ever go on Amtrak?
Yes.
I would love to do an Amtrak.
That is cool. I took the train from the Bay Area, from San Francisco down to L.A.
Where do you sleep on an Amtrak?
Well, you got to get a sleeper car.
So do you go upstairs? Is it like in those old things?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It is. And what's cool is you truly do walk through there, and there's a club car with the restaurant. It's a cool way to travel. It's very different, and people are very friendly, and, people could, it's kind of expensive. You could probably fly.
You know what? Are you watching the series Showtime about the LA Lakers back in the 80s?
No.
Okay. But anyway, when they're on their flights, they've got a bar, like a lounge on the flight. Have you ever seen that?
No.
I remember in the 70s when they started doing that. I think it was TWA. Do you remember that, Todd?
I thought they couldn't drink those professional athletes.
They can't drink on the planes? Are you kidding me? Although the sportscaster was the one that got hammered the most. Shh. Hang on. Great song. LA. Prove to me.
much for the man.
What did we learn this week that was confirmed by Todd, our boss?
Well,
that
you need to have content prepared so he's not playing karaoke all morning. Yeah, that's what you need.
I love this song.
One of my all-time favorite songs.
The key word of
John. We got to set a quick break. That's your key word.
Key word is tone deaf.
Wow. Back at this. Going back.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope, to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home.